It may surprise you to know that Ukraine has its own Czech-speaking community. Although they are collectively known as the Volhynian Czechs, their ancestors settled not only in the Volhynia region in the west of Ukraine, but also in Crimea. Many of these Czech-speaking Ukrainians took advantage of the opportunity to repatriate to their ancestral homeland after World War II, as well as after the fall of communism in 1989. Nevertheless, several thousand Czechs continue to live in Ukraine and are now experiencing the hardships of war like the rest of the country due to the Russian invasion. Vít Pohanka has their story.
Zdeněk Štěpánek was probably one of the most famous Czech theater and film actors of the 20th century. But he was also a war veteran. While serving in the Austrian-Hungarian army during the First World War, he found himself on the Eastern Front, which then went through today's Ukraine. And there he experienced an unexpected incident, which he recollected in his memoirs many years later.
Our platoon was ordered to go to the village of Malinovka, about 15 versts away, to find out if there was an enemy presence and to file a report. The village was deserted. Only here and there a forgotten chicken wandered around the yard. I entered one of the buildings and imagined my surprise when I was greeted on the doorstep by a white-haired and somewhat hunched grandfather. He moved here many years ago from a village near Jedovnice. He brought and offered some milk, then reached under his shirt and handed to me the newspaper with a strange, almost wicked smile in his eyes. I looked at it with amazement. Czechoslav, a Czech language newspaper printed and published in Russia. Czechoslovan, české noviny tištěné v Rusku.
The actor, Zdeněk Štěpánek, obviously met one of the approximately 16,000 Czechs and Moravians who came to Ukraine in the late 1860s. They were mostly poor farmers, hoping to improve their lives with a promise of cheap and at the same time very fertile land. Their immigration was supported by the Russian authorities at that time. Tsar Alexander II acceded to the imperial throne in 1855. He wanted to liberalize the ossified system of the Russian monarchy. With the Industrial Revolution in full swing in Western Europe and the United States, it was becoming painfully obvious that Russia, with its economy based largely on agriculture, was falling behind the rest of the rapidly industrializing Western powers. So Alexander II decided to abolish serfdom, which had been the basis of the socio-economic system in Russia since times immemorial. This, however, led to a near collapse of many huge estates owned by the nobility that were cultivated as a part of their duties by small peasants, now newly officially free. Russia needed desperately a new class of skillful farmers willing to introduce new and modern agricultural techniques. And then there was another factor that induced the Russian authorities to encourage immigrants from Czechia and also Germany. Part of Poland was under Russian control. In 1863, Polish patriots launched what would be known as January Uprising. The insurgency, however, was unsuccessful and bloodily suppressed by the Russian authorities. Much of the land in what is today Western Ukraine was previously owned by the Polish aristocrats who rebelled against the Tsar. Many of them were executed or sent to Siberian exile and their property confiscated. So Alexander II had plenty of lands that needed to be resettled and farmed. According to the Association of Czechs from Volhynia and their friends, A famous 19th century Czech historian, František Palacký, met Tsar Alexander II during his visit to Moscow in 1867. He was the head of the Czech delegation at the All Russia Ethnographic Exhibition. It is not certain, but probably at that meeting there was a discussion about the possible Czech colonization of Western Ukraine. What is certain is that back in Bohemia and Moravia, the departure of the Czechs began to be organized. The effort was led by certain František Přibyl, who had been administrator of the Schwarzenberg aristocratic family in the south of Bohemia, and the former teacher Josef Olič. The Czech colonization then proceeded quite quickly. In the first 10 years, the Czechs either established or immigrated to about 100 villages in Ukraine. In the following years, Czech-speaking communities continued to settle in others, and according to the above-mentioned association, there were Czech-speaking communities in 634 municipalities before the World War II. A special chapter in this immigration was the arrival of the Czech Protestants who had been living in Western Poland since the 18th century. A Ukrainian Czech, Alexander Drbal, spoke to the Czech National Public Radio a few years ago.
Naši předkové se odstěhovali v 18. století a přesněji v roce 17.
Our ancestors left the Czech lands in the 18th century, more precisely in 1743. They moved first to Prussian Silesia and from there to Poland, where they founded the town of Zelov in 1803. And from there, in 1862, they decided to go to Ukraine and travel there. Some went to the town of Brod through Galicia and Volyn and settled in the south of Ukraine, while others went through the Crimea, founding villages there. About 4 settlements in the south of Ukraine were founded by the Czech Protestants from Zelov. In 1905, the village of Bohemka was founded, and it still exists today.
Nevertheless, most Czechs in Ukraine were Catholics. They farmed tens of thousands of hectares of land, thousands of hectares of forests, and they made a significant contribution to the overall economic development of the areas where they settled. The Association of Czechs from Bolinia and their friends states that they built, and now I quote, 16 breweries, 5 sugar refineries, 1 cement mill, 107 mills, 27 large machine shops, 32 dairies, and a large but unspecified number of small craft workshops. They also built their own schools and founded cultural and social organizations.
Třeba české hasičské sbory, divadelní spolky a tak dále se organizovaly a vznikly i české spolky, jako Česká beseda v Bezdolbu.
The Czech community was very alive in those places. There were Czech fire brigades, theatre associations and so on. And then Czech associations were established, such as the Czech Beseda in Zdolbunov, the Czech Association of Jan Amos Comenius in Kiev in 1906. Newspapers were published, such as Czechoslav, formerly a Russian Czech. They tried to publish Czech-Ukrainian newspapers in the town of Čechohrad in the 1930s. It must be said that sometime until 1928, even in the Soviet Union, compatriots could organize their compatriot life a bit.
Says Alexander Drbal. However, after the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917, and especially after Stalin's arrival to power, repressions began to interfere hard in the life of the Czech community in Ukraine. Many of the Ukrainian Czechs ended up in the Gulag concentration camps. The regime targeted mainly the more educated and socially active members of the Czech community. During the Second World War and the Nazi occupation, it suffered again. Many of those ethnic Czechs who served in the Red Army then took the opportunity to enlist from 1943 in the 1st Czechoslovak Independent Brigade, later called the Army Corps, which was formed under the command of Ludvík Svoboda, later president of Czechoslovakia. After the end of the fighting in 1945, They remained in Czechoslovakia, and many other Ukrainian Czechs took the opportunity to leave for the old country after the war, which was made possible by a new treaty between Czechoslovakia and the Soviet Union. However, several thousand of them still remain in Ukraine. In the current war, Czech NGOs and authorities are trying to help tens of thousands of Ukrainians who decided to look for exile in the Czech Republic. Some of them are Czech-speaking. By the beginning of March 2022, 88 Czech-speaking Ukrainians had already been evacuated to the Czech Republic. Transport for others was being prepared.